mayor election handout decision at the end of June. A live look from outside our window right now, that is the iconic Warner Brothers house. And streaming powerhouse Netflix is making a $72 billion bid to buy Warner Brothers Discovery Film Studios and streaming divisions. They really want that. Really want it. And Warner Brothers Discovery is not the cash, and Netflix into two companies next year. Netflix will make the acquisition after that split a success. The deal will give Netflix control of Warner Brothers that film and TV library, including HBO, so think about things like Batman, Superman, those sorts of things. It still needs approval from regulators in the U.S., Europe, and beyond, a process that could take years. Warner Brothers Discovery is, by the way, the parent company of CNN. But CNN is not part of the deal with Netflix. CNN is being part of the deal to split into a separate company. Now to California politics and the crowded field of candidates running for governor of the Golden State. The mayor of San Jose, Matt Mahan, organized an impromptu summit of a bunch of those candidates at a tiny home village for homeless people. Mahan says he's looking for his dream candidate for governor who will focus on cheap funding for homelessness and addiction treatment. Lego says Mahan's dream candidate could end up being Matt Mahan. Matt Mahan is the mayor of San Jose. He joins us live now from San Jose. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show. I'm doing well. And I'm curious what it was like. You have all these big personalities who are all competing against each other.
Well, it was great to have an option to fight this guilty. We put down one of our more emblematic tiny home communities. We've actually built 14 community issue and housing communities. And I wanted to show them something guilty. It's cost effective, it's scalable, it gets people connected to supportive services faster, it provides a real dignified alternative to the streets. And I appreciated that they were really engaged. They asked great questions, they wanted to know what it costs. And what we were doing before, it wasn't working well. At the end of the day, we reduced our shelter homelessness by nearly a third in the last 3 years. That's a faster rate than anywhere else in the space I'm aware of. And we're proud of what we're doing, but it only works with support from the state. A third of the funding for these solutions has come from California in a program called HAP in Sacramento, but it's just cut to zero in this year's budget. So I was making the case for them that without partnership from the state, we can't solve these problems at the local level.
Yes, we're looking at video right now of a forum that happened in San Jose with a bunch of the candidates. That's why they're all in town. And so you basically said, while you're here, why don't you come check this out? And they came and saw it. What was the most important lesson you want them to take away from this? Homelessness, as we know, are one of the most vexing problems in California. The problem is more here than anywhere else. What do you want them to take away from this?
Well, I want them to see that we can end the unsheltered homelessness if we're pragmatic. You can't do it $1 million to go over for ignoring the reality of addiction or the need for job treatment. But when we empower cities and counties to build sites like these that work, that are immediate alternatives, that are cost effective, that connect people to case management, and create accountability for coming in from our streets,